dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Welcome, welcome to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I'm thrilled to have you here. I want to share a little bit about how you might be able to turn things around for yourself and show up in life in a way that you're being used in the best possible way for the betterment of this planet, other people, which, of course, I believe feeds right back into ourselves anyway. So we are going to be talking about some upliftment. And I also want to tell you that a little bit later on, I have the great fortune of having Leonard Perlmutter here. He has written an amazing book called The Heart and Science of Yoga. Leonard is one of the Western world's leading pioneers in the introduction of meditation into the cultural firmament, having founded the American Meditation Institute in 1996. Now, the Institute courses, check this out, because this is so cool. They are now approved and accredited by the American Medical Association. The AMA has approved and accredited the AMI's courses and American Nurses Association for continuing education credit. So important. Perlmutter is considered one of the West's foremost guides to understanding the nature of consciousness. And he has this amazing book I told you about, highly recommended, The Heart and Science of Yoga. And it is truly an encyclopedic guide to meditation and the yoga science that lies behind it. So we're going to have the great fortune of talking to him a little bit later. And so again, as I promised to start with, you know, with the work I do out in the world, I feel very blessed to be able to speak to a lot of people. And, you know, you get a real good pulse on what's going on with everybody out in the world. And most of the people I know truly are entrepreneurs. They've started their own businesses. They're doing their own thing. They came here with their own gifts. And it's really interesting. And it's great times, yes? And at the same time, people are going through an enormous amount of transition. So this is where I'm heading. I heard, I am actually doing a meditation sequence right now. And I heard Oprah saying in this meditation sequence about her mantra every day is, use me, God, use me for good, use who I am and who I'm becoming for what I was put here and to help people. And then Deepak Chopra came on and said a little bit about the difference between our ego and being of service. And I really loved it. And so where that led me to think about the despair and the transition that people are going through, and a lot of times feeling out of control or not knowing what's next or what is my purpose or really why am I here. And it struck me like with illumination to realize, oh, that's the way out. What a beautiful way out. Because when we become so enveloped in our own stuff and wonderment, you know, despair is a really downer energy, and it's really hard to climb out of, and especially if you're not seeing solutions. But if we can say, okay, God, or whatever you believe in, universe, goddess, align me with why I'm here. Use me for the service, which are the gifts I was given, to put them out in the world. And in using them, allow me to be of service. Because here's what I realize and I believe is that when we're of service truly to humanity and others, then we get out of ourselves. And then our purpose is much easier. And certainly, they say service is its own reward, right? So I'm telling you this because wherever you are in your life, you can right now use this. So let's talk a little bit more about that. It was Mark Allen who said, "We think in secret and it comes to pass. Environment is but our looking glass." because the life you think is the life you live. And our thoughts make us what we are. We take on the characteristics of our convictions. Or sometimes I like to say we start living the life of our limitations or lack of limitations or freedom. It really shows up in the life we've created. And the only way to change our destiny is to change the aims of our subconscious. Whatever we feed to our minds and then nurture will grow. So it can be positive, it can be negative. And until we arrive at this level of consciousness, we truly are powerless over our minds, being literally victimized by unmonitored thoughts that rush in from everywhere. So what we can do to start with is take the position that everything in the universe is conspiring for you and move in that direction. Everything in the universe is conspiring for us and move in that direction. If our highest duty is to follow wholeness, peace, and kindness of our being, to treat others fairly, and to help where we can help, then the condition of the body is only meaningful as it makes concentration on love easier or more difficult. Healing can be accomplished through love and is love. The healing of our despair or transition, the healing of the planet and others and what we're seeing, and rather than feeling powerless to it, align ourselves with wholeness, peace, kindness, treat others fairly, and focus on love. Because love truly is the uniting principle in all healing approaches. So take the position that everything in the universe is conspiring for you. Here's a great mental diet for you. For 30 days, and remember this is one day at a time, so we start today, 30-day mental diet for 1 month, one full month. Do not accept a single negative thought or dwell on a single negative premise. Thoughts may occur, but you can refuse to accept them, discard them for sure immediately. You can have an imaginary trash bin. And as you walk around and you recognize, oh, that was an interesting thought. Don't think I want to be participating in that one. Off it goes into the trash. Observe your thoughts as they go across your mind and exercise choice. So again, I say to anyone who's going through anything they might, what are you going to align yourself with? Try that 30-day mental diet. And remember, you can say, use me. Use me for what I was put here and align me with the gifts and proclivities and talents you gave me so I can serve someone, some people, humanity, the planet, animals, wherever it is you feel called. Trust that when you are of service, you're changing the complete trajectory of where that was headed, and certainly all that despair will get washed away and transition itself into such kind joy. Well, Leonard Perlmutter is here, and he's one of the Western world's leading pioneers in the introduction of meditation. Again, he founded the American Meditation Institute in 1996. His book, The Heart and Science of Yoga, the American Meditation Institute's Empowering Self-Care Program for a Healthy, Happy, Joyful Life, has been praised by international medical luminaries such as Dr. Dean Ornish, Mehmet Oz, Bernie Siegel, and Larry Dossey. The Heart and Science of Yoga explains the way to meld meditation and yoga into a busy life to bring a new level of peace, contentment, and well-being. So many people perceive yoga as a valuable source of exercise and quieting of the mind. However, the book, The Heart and Science of Yoga, shows, wow, it is so much more. As it was evolved through ancient wisdom, yoga science is an 8-step method for managing the life force energy that propels us and connects us to the infinite power that is within and without us all. And the result of mastering it is the bliss and daily joy that lies in the realization of our connection. If you want to learn more about the book or Leonard Perlmutter, go to AmericanMeditation.org. Leonard, welcome to Dare to Dream. It is so great to have you today.
Oh, it's a real honor. Thank you very much for the invitation, Debbie.
Yes. Well, I'm looking forward to talking about your book and all the premises that you offered in The Heart and Science of Yoga. So to start with, Leonard, your book's dedication goes out to your revered teacher, Sri Swami Rama. Will you share who Sri Swami Rama, that's a mouthful, right? Sri Swami Rama was to you.
Well, Swami Rama was a very interesting teacher. He came to the West at the instruction of his guru, of his master, bring Eastern philosophy in harmony with Western medical principles. That was his mission. And today, through the American Meditation Institute, we are serving that very same mission. Initially, Swami Rama went to the Menninger Institute, where he was hooked up with all these electrodes, and the scientists there and the medical physicians could discern two separate readings on the palm of one hand, 1 inch apart. In other words, there were two temperature readings, only an inch apart, controlled by the mind. He could slow his heartbeat to be imperceptible. And he brought this wisdom to the West from the East, not as magic, but as a practical demonstration of how powerful the mind is. The mind is extremely powerful. We hear so often about this mind-body connection, but the dualistic limitations of our brain and senses still has a hard time wrapping itself around that understanding that it's really one holistic organism. But to demonstrate the holistic nature of the mind-body connection, I'd like to do a little bit of a yoga science experiment with you, Deb.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes.
Okay.
I'm intrigued already.
And so we have a way of verifying the truth. So this experiment, it's pretty easy. It has two parts, part A and part B. So let's do part A. First, I'm going to ask you and any of your listeners who want to participate to raise your right hand directly over your head and then bring it down. Go ahead and do that now. Raise the right hand over your head and bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
Okay.
Okay,
yes.
Terrific. Now, part B. I want you to do the exact same thing. I'm going to ask you in a moment to raise your right hand over your head and then bring it down. However, in the process, you cannot entertain a thought. No thinking can take place.
Oh,
so go ahead and raise your right hand over your head and bring it down without entertaining a thought.
Sorry.
Can't
even
do it, right?
Thinking, don't think is a thought.
So, okay, so it's impossible. But what do we learn from that little experiment? We learn that the mind moves first and the body follows. This is very powerful. The body will not move unless and until we entertain a thought. And there's something called the law of karma. The law of karma, which later became Newton's third law of motion, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction, states that thought leads to action, and action leads to consequence. Thought leads to action, action leads to consequence. So right now, I would venture to say that the vast majority of the folks that are listening to us today desire to be happy, desire to be healthy, desire to be secure, looking for loving, nurturing, creative relationships in their life, however they define it. Okay? So the point that I make is that each of us, on some level, already know, each of us knows what the consequence is that we want to experience. We want to be happy. We want to be healthy. We want to be secure. We want loving, nurturing relationships. So then the question becomes, how am I going to get to point B from point A? So I think to myself, well, gee, you know, if I wanted to open up a business, what would I do? Well, first thing I would do, I would write a business plan. And then I would contact a couple of banks, see if I can arrange for financing. I might even write a little survey and ask some folks to fill it out to see if there's any need or desire for my service or product. So right now we want to be happy, we want to be healthy, we want to be secure, but do we have a business plan that brings us from where we are today to where we want to be? And that's what yoga science does for us. Yoga science is a template for experimenting with our thoughts, our words, and our actions, noting which ones will lead us toward fulfillment without pain, without misery, without bondage, and which ones will delay the prospect and instead bring physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual dis-ease or pain. So,
well, I'm curious when you say this, because I'm following this, and it's brilliant how you just laid this out. Nobody ever talks about that.
That's right.
And, yeah, it makes so much sense. So if you want to have a thriving business, you will sit down and create a business plan. If you want to have, let's say you're a filmmaker, you would create a storyboard.
Correct.
So everything that leads to great results and has thought, action, consequences you described, takes something, a measure like this. And now you're putting this to our internal life and saying, if you want to be happy, healthy, have fulfillment, great relationships, then you need to have a plan. And you're saying yoga science will get you there. And I'm curious with the yoga science for the next part. Is that to do with this ancient wisdom, the eight-step method for managing this life force energy?
Yes, it is. Yes. Thousands of years ago, women and men just like us who had the same type of relationships that we have. Oh, they didn't have automobiles, and they didn't have computers, and they didn't have air conditioning, but they had fear, and they had anger, and they had selfish desires, and it made them feel terrible. And they began experimenting with their thoughts, their words, and their actions. And what they developed was a philosophy and a science that today we refer to as yoga science. The word yoga itself means union. And what yoga science asks of us is to create a metaphoric, philosophical, and scientific bridge in our life, in every relationship, that will connect our outer actions. And whenever we speak of outer actions, we're talking about thoughts, words, and deeds, because even a thought is a veritable action. The bridge of yoga we need in our lives to connect our outer action to our own inner wisdom. And the promise is, if we can do that regularly, the consequence will always lead us for our highest and greatest good. But if our outer action turns out to be in conflict with our inner wisdom, that inner conflict becomes the mother of all problems. So instead of experiencing happiness, health, and security in increasing amounts, just the opposite occurs, and we experience physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual dis-ease or pain. And if we don't heed the lesson of pain at a low decibel level, why, the less decibel level just gets louder and louder and louder. So the question
for those who are listening and wondering, okay, I'll bite. That sounds like something I can employ in my life. I have a place down the block I could go, or I could turn on the TV, or I could learn. I could do it in my own place. What is the recommendation? What is the prescription for this to work so that there is the bridge between the inner and the outer, and there is harmony? Is this an everyday practice or a few times
a week? It's an everyday, it's an every hour, it's an every minute practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have so many relationships, we have to remember that every relationship that comes to us is actually a consequence of a previous action. Rendezvousing with us providing us the perfect opportunity to self-examine and let go of some old habit or concept that is in conflict with our inner wisdom. So, for example, if I'm driving to work, going down the highway at a reasonable rate, and some fellow who's speeding at 85 or 90 miles an hour comes right in front of me, and to avoid an accident, my foot has to slam down on the brake, and in that process, a bubble from my unconscious mind comes forward into my conscious mind, and that bubble is anger. And I am aware of a tremendous amount of anger. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do with that anger? Am I going to serve it in mind, action, and speech? Because right now, just having that anger come forward is causing a cascade of hormones to surge through my physiology that is now poisoning my entire body. Mm-hmm. And the more attention I give it, it's going to be more poisoned. So what to do?
What to do? What would you do?
First of all, you have to remember that anger is not bad. Fear is not bad. Greed is not bad. We all have them, and we have them in different measure stored in our unconscious mind. What is fear? What is anger? What is selfish desires? It's just energy. It's a contractive and a debilitating form of energy. Mm-hmm. And if I serve it, I'm going to be in pain, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. What to do then? If I repress it, I'll be in even more pain, and I'll become neurotic. But there is another answer. The answer
yes.
is to sacrifice it. Sacrifice it. Sacrifice is the mechanism for transformation.
Wow.
So,
well,
how do I know whether I should serve it or sacrifice it? That's what separates the human being from every other form of animal. Only human beings have a conscience, known as buddhi in yoga science. The buddhi, or the conscience, operates the same way that a mirror operates. In other words, it is our conscience that can reflect perfect wisdom from what yoga science refers to as the superconscious portion of the mind. Well, I never heard of the superconscious portion of the mind when I was growing up or when I went to school or college or university. But the superconscious mind is a portion of the mind. It's beyond the conscious, and it's beyond the unconscious. It's the same portion of the mind where Albert Einstein saw mathematical equations. It's the same portion of the mind where Paul McCartney hears beautiful melodies. Mm. It doesn't mean that I'm going to become a songwriter. It doesn't mean that, Debbie, that you're going to become a mathematician or a physicist. What it does mean, in every relationship, in every moment of our lives, if we can counsel with the conscience, with the buddhi, before we commit our assets in thought, word, or deed, if we can counsel with our conscience, our conscience can reflect perfect wisdom from the center of this superconscious library of wisdom that will tell
wow.
us 24/7 what is the thought to think, what is the word to speak, what is the action to take that will enable me to fulfill the purpose of my life without pain, misery, or bondage.
Well, this is huge. So to serve or to sacrifice, counseling with the buddhi, the conscience, which will reflect back to us perfect wisdom, always there for us if we are to employ it. Well, when we come back, we will speak with Leonard Perlmutter and ask more about the meditation practice. What's possible? What can we do? What does a mantra do for us? Should we have one? You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. And download your free Dare to Dream Radio mobile app from iTunes. And the app is called Dare to Dream Radio with Debbie Dashinger. I'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Their services are both for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands, and you'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their microcurrent facelift for a non-surgical, natural-appearing facelift. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. Mention Dare to Dream Radio and get 25% off at Radiant Skincare. Just call 310-696-9554.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome back to Dare to Dream. My goodness, we have extraordinary conversations sometimes during the break. And I'm going to head into something we were just talking about, which is some real specifics about meditation. I want to start off, Leonard, going back to your book, the opening talks about you and your partner, Janice, and how you both used your bodies as a laboratory. How have you been a physical lab, and what kind of results have you seen?
Well, it's a physical lab, and it's also a mental lab. Our entire mind-body-sense complex becomes a laboratory for experimenting with the truth in every relationship. And our leader in that experimentation process is the mantra. The mantra is a word or a series of words containing the name of the divine reality. Mantras are present in every spiritual tradition. Every religion has mantras. And they all have three similarities. One, every time you listen to a mantra, regardless of what tradition it comes from, it generates love, fearlessness, and strength. Every time you listen to the mantra, it generates love, fearlessness, and strength. And in meditation, we do something that we hardly ever do. We limit our attention to only one object, to the exclusion of everything else. So don't forget, we're training the mind now to give our attention to only one object. That object happens to be a mantra. It's a perfect harmonic that's generating love and fearlessness and strength. But don't you know that the mind is addicted to stimulation and gets very easily bored with one mantra, wants to change the channel. And not only that, but in meditation, we close off the avenues of a lot of stimulation. We close down the senses in meditation. In other words, we don't look, we don't smell, we don't taste, we don't touch, we don't listen. And now that's a lot of stimulation that's not coming into our awareness. And don't forget, the mind is addicted to stimulation. So what is the mind to do? Being in this addicted state and only being given the mantra, well, it's going to get bored. And it can't bring information in, stimulation from the senses. But it does have a world of stimulation in the unconscious mind. So as I'm listening to the mantra over and over again, generating love and fearlessness and strength, a little bubble comes forward from one of these channels in my unconscious mind, and the form of food. Leonard, this voice says, what are you going to have for dinner? And I start responding right away because I'm habituated to responding to these voices right away. Oh, maybe I'll have Italian food. Maybe I'll have Indian food. Maybe there's a slice of pizza left over from the weekend, and I'll have that. But if I give attention to these thoughts, then I'm thinking and I'm not meditating. So we impose upon ourselves that only the mantra is to be given our conscious attention. Any other uninvited thought, image, or sound is to be honored, witnessed, and sacrificed. Just for the 1 minute, the 2 minutes, the 5 minutes, whatever time frame you're going to meditate. In that process, by basing my outer action on my inner wisdom, I'm increasing my love and fearlessness and strength. And I'm also cultivating the skill of one-pointed attention. With one-pointed attention, I can create a space between stimulus and response. So if there's an uninvited thought that evokes the image of food, I don't have to serve it. I can create a space between stimulus and response. It's called detachment. And in that space between stimulus and response, I now have freedom to redirect my attention to the buddhi, to our conscience, to determine whether that thought surrounding food is to actually be served or sacrificed. Of course, going into the meditation, I know that any uninvited thought, image, or sound is to be honored, witnessed, and sacrificed. So I do that. And by doing just that, by employing the bridge of yoga so that my outer action reflects my inner wisdom, I sacrifice that thought, image, or sound, and that little bubble goes back into the channel from which it came. But because I sacrificed it, the channel from which it came gets shallower. And when I redirect my attention back to the mantra, generating love and fearlessness and strength, that channel in the unconscious mind gets deeper. So what am I doing? I'm re-engineering the software of the mind. With one-pointed attention, creating a space between stimulus and response so that my consciousness can then be directed toward the conscience to determine what is to be done with this interceding thought. That allows me to access the tool of discrimination. And then the only issue is, do I have the willpower to serve it? So
sure.
Through this
process, I have intimate experience with what you're talking about. My mind is a great chatterer, so I know that one quite well. Yeah. And when I was taught to meditate, and that's where I got to many years ago, I was tired of trying. I just wanted to take a course. Somebody sit me down and teach me how to do this. And that was wonderful. I was given a mantra. I was told, do this twice a day for 20 minutes. And at some point, and I can't say when, I would do exactly what you're talking about and always come back to the mantra. And most often, at some point, everything fell away.
Correct.
I couldn't tell you where I went or what that was. I know I was awake. I know my body was still wherever it was that I had left it, or I was still in it. I couldn't tell you that either. The best thing I could tell you is I became one with everything.
Well,
but there was no consciousness of wisdom or anything else. It just... beautiful space I can, I have been in. That was
So what has happened? What you're reporting is a natural phenomenon.
Okay.
When you examine a mantra, now let me use just the name of Jesus as a mantra. Okay.
Okay.
But the power of the mantra is in vibration. It's not in the meaning.
Mm.
But just the name of Jesus is a mantra. So if you listen to a mantra such as Jesus. Just listen to this for a moment.
Okay.
Jesus. Jesus. If you really have one-pointed attention, what you begin to be aware of is that the mantra, no matter what it It arises from the silence. It arises from the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And it returns to the silence. It returns to the unknown. And the more we can focus our attention on the mantra, which is our leader, it has come from the silence, it has come from the unknown, and it returns to the unknown. If we can train the mind to be one-pointed and honor, witness, and sacrifice any interceding thought, image, or sound, the mantra will take us beyond the boundaries of thinking. It will take us beyond the boundaries of feeling into the silence. When the mind and the mantra become one and the mantra returns to the silence, we piggyback a ride with the mind. And we experience the silence, the ocean of peace, bliss, happiness, which is the ocean of consciousness, which is at our core, me.
Wow.
And when I do that, when that is done, that is facilitated, and I experience just consciousness observing consciousness without an object, I recognize the unicity within the diversity. I annihilate the space between me and everything else. It's the end of dualism. It's the end of subject-object, subject-object, subject-object. There's only oneness. And when I annihilate the space between me and you, Debbie, or Doug, what is there to fear if there's only one? Whom is there to fear if there's only one? So the first great freedom that we experience is the freedom from fear. It's not that we're not aware of fear, but increasingly we're no longer hijacked by it. In fact, we can transform it. President Roosevelt was correct. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself, you see. And so
well, this
fear
is
always
profound, I have to say, Leonard, because this is not easy to explain. I could never put into words, nor do I have the expertise you do, but I could never have put into words what happened to me when I did that. But the fact that you can take it down and explain it in a way that we can follow you, and this makes sense. And by the way, for anybody who's listening and it doesn't make sense, but boy, does it sound terrific. I will tell you that Leonard shared a little earlier that if you go to their website, the American Meditation Institute, they have a lot of free things for you there that you can engage and start to engage in meditation and learn from this. And of course, there is his book, which is also on that website, that you can purchase. We're going to take a very quick break, and we will be back, so stay with us, because there's so much more to talk about the yoga science practice, as well as meditation and what we're getting from it. This is Debbie Dashinger. If you want to write me about the radio show, email daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Services are for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands. You'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their Endermology treatments. They are cellulite treatments. That's their specialty. Endermology reduces your body's dimpling and fat accumulation. It beautifully contours and smooths out any cellulite and fatty areas on your body. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. And mention Dare to Dream Radio to get 25% off. That's Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My Bestseller Book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Life is good. You feel it? such a beauty and a power and a love that can never die. It's always there. It's inviolate. And though it may be covered up by experience temporarily, it's real. And we're here to uncover that destiny and allow it to shine according to our unique patterns as individual expressions of God. Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes? Do you feel it?
This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm interviewing Leonard Perlmutter, who wrote the guide that provides everything you need to know to live the peaceful, contented, heart-driven yoga lifestyle in a modern world. His book, The Heart and Science of Yoga, is available from the American Meditation Institute. It's AmericanMeditation.org, and also on Amazon, AMI, American Meditation Institute. Leonard, this is Dare to Dream, so I ask all my guests here at the end, what do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals that you'd like to create?
That's an excellent question. Mm-hmm. I'd have to say that I don't really have a dream. I've never really had desires like most people, and that always seemed to separate me from the crowd. But really, my joy is continuously replenished simply by being in service and experimenting with that truth that is within me, that is me.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that I can serve that truth in thought, word, and deed, I know that I'll receive what I need. Jesus, speaking as the Christ, says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, then all these things are added unto you." So there's a definite sequence of events. So I don't have individual desires for this or for that. If I had one desire, it would be for strength, to be able to know what's to be done and what's not to be done, and
wow,
to have the strength to do it.
I get that one. The discernment to know what is mine,
yes,
to do and what is mine to leave. That,
yes,
is, in a time like this when our attention is being called to so many things and so many things can seem very important to accomplish or be or do,
yes,
that's actually a huge, wonderful dream to have. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm so curious, after everything you've shared and feeling your presence, Leonard, your very calm and very articulate demeanor, what is your practice? What is your daily or weekly yogi and meditation practice? What does that look like?
Well, there are different specific practices that I have. I wake up in the morning. I do a yoga practice. I do a breathing practice. I do several other what is referred to as yoga nidra practice, visualizations, and then I do a seated silent meditation practice. But once I get off of my seat and I go into the day with relationships, my practice transforms into meditation in action. So,
mm-hmm,
I'm meditating all day long in one form or another. Meditation in action is that bridge of yoga that I referenced earlier that encourages me and inspires me and educates me on how to base my outer action on my inner wisdom. And so that's what I attempt to do in every circumstance, regardless of whether my mind is being hijacked by fear or anger or selfish desire. It's like, if I have a relationship with you, Debbie, right now, my first job is to know who I am. I know that I have a body, but I'm not the body. I know I have a mind. I have thoughts, desires, emotions. I have a personality, but I know that I'm not the mind. But at my core, I am pure consciousness, wisdom, and bliss. And in order for me to have a successful relationship with you, what I need to do is I have to recognize that there are lots of obstacles in my mind from having a rewarding relationship with you. If the truth be known, I have fear stored in my unconscious mind. I have anger stored in my unconscious mind. I have selfish desires stored in my unconscious mind. So once I know who I am, I have to self-examine my own mind because my mind is the problem. And I have to learn how to set aside these obstacles that live in my unconscious mind. And then I have to acknowledge you and who you really are. I know that you have a body, you have a mind, you have a personality, you have patterns too. But I know that you're not the body. And I know that you're not your mind or your thoughts, desires, emotions, concepts. And essentially, you are pure consciousness, just like I am pure consciousness. So really, you are me. So it means that every relationship is with myself. And yet, and yet you, in the form of Debbie, the personality, you have obstacles too in your mind. And my job is to set your obstacles aside also. Not only my own obstacles, but set aside your obstacles. And then, if I can set aside my obstacles and I can set aside your obstacles, the only thing between us is love, which is the most ancient traveler, traveling from eternity to eternity.
You know, we are right here at the end, but I have to address the fact that your teaching received certification from the American Medical Association, the AMA, and also the American Nurses Association. Thank you, God.
Yeah, see, the miracles are alive.
That's right.
That's right.
And
things
I'll tell
are changing.
You,
things
I live.
Are changing.
Things are changing, exactly. It is so exciting. Where I live, West Los Angeles, I live right near UCLA, and there is a very famous museum called the Hammer Museum.
Yes.
Every Thursday, there's mindfulness meditations for free, and the entire auditorium is packed with people. The people who teach the mindfulness meditation run the department at UCLA called mindfulness. They give degrees in mindfulness, and the mindfulness meditation department is through their medicine department. So when I hear what you're doing, what they're doing, I know there is hope for the world. What does that feel like for you to be able to disseminate this to nurses and to folks who practice medicine?
It's very humbling. Very humbling.
Because?
Because I'm being asked to be of service in this way, which is a tremendous honor. I'm the last person that I ever could have imagined would be in this position. I remember when I was 13 or 14 years old, when I knew everything about everything, just like every other 13 or 14-year-old. My mind has changed. My personality has changed. Simply through the experimentation with yoga science, I have been able, over the process of the last 40-some years, to let go of old concepts that were patently wrong. We all have these untruthful concepts that were gifted to us by mom or dad or grandpa or grandma or brothers or sisters or celebrities, you see. And we carry these concepts that are incorrect, and yet we base our thoughts, our words, and our actions on them, and we experience pain.
Mm-hmm.
My meditation practice has been able to change that software. And I'm eternally grateful to the women and men who preceded me in this lineage, who have made it possible for me to learn, made it possible for me to change, and made it possible for me to be the next blossom in this chain of this lineage.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for holding the torch for all of us. Much appreciated. And Leonard, it has really been an honor to have you on the show today. Thanks for coming to Dare to Dream.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
I end today's show with this quote from Leonard Perlmutter's book. And the quote is, "The practice of yoga science is not a pill you swallow to eliminate pain or instantly gain something you want. The extent to which you work with the teaching is entirely up to you. The Bible says, ask, and it shall be given you. seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. But nowhere in the Scriptures is there an instruction to only knock once. Keep knocking, keep practicing, the sages of yoga science would urge, and the gates of heaven will open for you. Subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if you've written a book or thought about writing a book and it's time for you to become an international best-selling author, my company guarantees its results. Go to mybestsellerbook.com. Learn PR and media for a very successful business and message now. Thanks for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change.